And I've got my guests on the phone. Now, I've been playing out this track, I think since, it might have been last week, actually. I think I sneaked it in. Begging is a great track. Conor McLaughlin. It's also got Hayden Eccles and Evie Wilde and Nadeem as well. So he's on the line. Are you there?
How are you?
So you've got Nadeem and Ev. So Nadeem and Ev Wilde. So the two of the three producers on the track.
Lovely. Do you know what?
I've
last week when I did the introductions, I got them totally wrong, and then you sent me a voicemail.
Yeah. So, everyone does that. I crack up every time. Evie Wilde. I think we might just start calling him that.
I think it sounds quite cool.
I'll take it.
It's not too bad.
I'm going to use Evie Wilde as the new alias.
Yes, I would if I were you. Now, the track Begging, it's doing brilliantly. So how did all you guys come together? Who does what on the track?
So initially, I believe, well, I was actually the last person in on this. So from what I understand, I believe Hayden and Ev were working on something together. And I met Ev through Conor a couple of years ago now. And we've been in touch online since, and we only met each other for the first time just after lockdown, like about a month ago or so.
Yeah.
We've been talking over Zoom and whatever for the last like 2 years, basically. Conor called me and said, "Look, Evan, this other guy called Hayden are doing a track. Do you want to work on it with us?" And he sent it over, and I wrote the top line, so the song basically, and then sent it back to them and said, "Look, I think there's something here. If you want to join together and we'll make this into something bigger, I'll finish off the production work and I've got an idea for the track and see if you like it or not." And they did. So here we are, basically.
Is it easy to work? I mean, a lot of artists sort of work on their own, especially if you're doing, you're mixing and producing stuff. It's like you do it kind of on your own. Is it difficult the more people that are involved?
Do you want to say that one?
Yeah, it can become a bit more difficult. There's a lot more thought that comes into it, and there's a lot more, "Oh, I don't like that," or "Oh, I do like that," and somebody else doesn't like it. There is, because there's more bodies involved in the record. It does become a little harder. Mm-hmm. It also becomes a lot harder as well when you're kind of working online through Zoom and stuff, and you've got a dodgy internet connection over in Dublin here that... It does. It comes a lot harder.
Because I lived in Dublin for about 5 years. And the, right in the, actually, Adelaide Square. Do you know that off of Ainger Street?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, I live there.
Are you about to tell me that the whole of Dublin's internet's bad? I've been renting out for the last 2 years to sort of him.
No, it's always been the same. Oh, I'm just saying, it's always been the same. So tell us about some of the background of stuff that you do.
At the minute now, I'm full-time in the music the last 3 years or so. So I, during the day, I'm producing and songwriting. I've been working with a few, a few people on their projects for the last couple of years. And now in the last year or so, I'm focusing more on myself and getting my stuff together. So that's the sort of in the day. And then in the night, I've been working in basically the UK club tour, basically. So from everywhere from central London to across the UK and then over to Ibiza I haven't done this year because of COVID, obviously, and last year. But before then, it was a couple of days in London, a couple of days there, and the odd gig in America as well, which has been awesome. I'm very lucky to be doing what I'm doing, but it doesn't come without it's travel miles, let's put it that way.
Yeah. And are you guys going to be working the collective continuing on from this release?
So me and Ev have been working on stuff for a while, for each of our own stuff, and I think we'll probably end up doing the four of us, we may do another single or so, but we've all got really exciting stuff going on. Connor's working on his solo stuff, Ev's working on his solo stuff, I'm working on mine. So we'll definitely, we're always going to keep working together, but for the time being, it's the focus is, it's weird because we did this in January, so it's like 9 months ago. It's been this kind of standard for the music industry, but like the whole year has been basically waiting for this to go out, and now it's out, it's like everything else has kind of stopped, and it's like, okay, we've got to push the record this way and that way and this way. So kind of forgot about life after Begging. It's only been 4 days out and I'm kind of like so engulfed.
How has it been so successful so quickly?
Well, we signed it with New State Records, who've been a phenomenal help. Their team there is just unbelievable. They're great. All of them are great. And they've been helping us out with that. We ended up getting curated on Apple Music's playlists, Breaking Dance and New Dance, I think it was, straight off release. we've been working very hard with the four of us, basically putting together a campaign for radio and for social media. And then, you know, we've got, you know, the boys have all got their own contacts. Hayden is obviously a DJ as well. He does similar stuff to me, so he's playing all over the north of the UK sort of thing. So just basically exploiting all our contacts that we've got, and just trying to get the word out as best we can, because I mean, look, I'm sure there are going to be some phenomenal records out there, you know, but if nothing else, we've made a pretty catchy one, so we kind of want to share it with people and just see as well as it does, basically.
Just going to ask you, how's the weather over in Dublin? Because when I lived there for 5 years, I had one sunny day.
The weather in Dublin at the minute is quite old, it's quite windy, and it's raining as well, believe it or not.
No, really?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything new there. I flew to London there just to meet Nadine for the first time. It was my first time ever in London. And we got a scorcher of weather. It was fantastic.
Yeah, did
actually,
you?
We met Abby that day as well, actually. That was the day we met Abby.
Yeah. Abby is, just to let everybody know, I've got the interview with the guys because my niece Abby, who has been on the track with Navos, which has been played everywhere, she's done a couple of top lines on some really good releases at the moment. She's got a fantastic voice. So this is how
Abby
I've got in contact.
Abby is literally the sound of UK dance music right now.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
The most sought out, like, I think collectively her top lines are north of 100 million streams. It's absolutely outrageous how well that girl's doing.
What's mad with Abby is she's literally the secret vocalist of 2021, which is all about to change soon as well, because she is
Fingers crossed,
loving soul, Abby Flynn, and we're going to create Belters together.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's my niece, by the way, just to let you know. I'm allowed to say that because I mean, it's, she's my niece.
Proud.
And proud auntie. Yeah. Proud auntie M, she calls me, by the way, just in case you want to know. the track, we're going to end the interview with the track in a second. So what is coming up next for you guys immediately? So you said you're all working on your separate kind of projects.
Yeah. So, I mean, to be quite honest with you, the most immediate thing is working on pushing this as much as we can. I think, like I say, each of us have kind of got tracks that we're working on to follow up with after this is done, and I'm sure we'll do another one together. But right now, this is all about Begging. So we're trying to just do everything we can to push this. So we're doing as many of these as we can, and seeing what we can do, basically. That's the immediate future. But I've got some shows in London, I guess, and who knows when Ireland's opening up. If Ireland opens up pretty soon, well, fingers crossed, we may get something over there, so that'll be really fun.
Oh, you've got to go to Dublin. Dublin's great crack.
Absolutely.
Only on the south side, that is. Don't go to the north side. I'm only kidding.
No,
sorry.
No,
I'm kidding.
Jesus. No,
hey, stay on
the south side.
I'm kidding.
South side of Liffey.
It's been great to talk to you. I'm going to end with your track. This is Begging. It is out now and it's a phenomenal track. I wish you all the best. It's doing brilliantly anyway. And you take care and enjoy Dublin.
Thank you so much
for your time, Slantia.
Take care.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love turns to a bottle as you hear me say. So sick of your morals, yeah, I'm not okay. We're swimming in oceans, call it castaway. How'd you make me doubt this? I hold to the whispers of sweet yesterday. Put foot to the throttle just to break away. We're going through motions on our day to day. You can read all about it. No words, just talk through your eyes. Thought these like to me.